you are healed in Jesus' name.
I hear somebody right then say, I am? Yes, you are. You're going to find out more about it.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
When you truly understand that it's God's will for you to live healed and whole, your days of sickness and disease will be over. Join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they continue their new series on 10 Days of Healing.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast.
Amen.
We're here today, 10 Days of Healing, and you are healed in Jesus' name.
I hear somebody right then say, I am? Yes, you are, and you're going to find out more about it.
That's right. Today on the broadcast, we're talking about God's will is healing. These are some of the most foundational truths about healing. Some of the things that I started learning when I first came to know about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Oral Roberts, that it is God's will for you to be well. It is God's will for you to be healed, and that is where people miss it. On knowing that it is the will of God. They have a question in their mind, and we've heard this before, faith stops at the question mark. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So we're talking today about solidifying this fact that it is God's will for us to be well. All of these notes that we're teaching from, they're available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the home page, and you'll see a picture of Terry and myself on that home page. And
you can print it out and put it on your refrigerator.
The picture? Oh, great. So all of these
Sorry.
Notes, and there are one of the things about the notes, Terry, is there are many thoughts and many ideas that we've tried to capture and put on these notes. You know, you can study these out for yourself. You can follow along with them as we're teaching here. But there are some things that we might not get to on these notes that are available to you. So you can go back and utilize them. You can teach a Bible study on this. Or pastors, you can use this to do a series in your church and to have your own healing meetings right there in your church. So today, God's will is healing. Let's begin with James chapter 1. James chapter 1, and let's look at verse 5. Pastor Terry, would you read the Amplified translation, please?
I feel like I'm in third grade. I must have been called on to read a lot in the third grade.
You're a good reader.
If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God. Mm. He's the giving God, not the hold it back, keep it from you, thump you in the head God, but the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing surge out at the sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. Truly, let not such a person imagine he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Can I make a point here that I think is good to be aware of as we go through all these days on healing?
Yeah.
It's one thing to just sit and listen to information, but if you really want to get results quickly, is to judge yourself in light of these scriptures. What do I mean, judge yourself? Judge your own thoughts. Judge thoughts not only that you know you have, but as they come pop up into your mind, judge them in light of this scripture. We're going to be conformed to the Word and not to the way the world thinks or tradition thinks or what somebody may have told you, but to the Word of God.
Yeah.
So when this says He's the giving God and you have a yeah but that comes to your mind, we'll change your yeah, but change that over to what the Bible says.
That's right.
And He is the God, the ungrudging God. He doesn't withhold from you. So judge yourself, judge your thoughts, and make every thought, every concept, every precept, line up with what the Bible says, and your results will go a lot faster.
Absolutely. When you're in agreement with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And that's where I had to learn that it was God's will for me to be well. I had to be in agreement with that and not waver about it. It says in verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. What does the Amplified of that say?
He, for being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he's unstable, unreliable, uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. When he says, don't think you're going to receive anything from the Lord that way, he's not saying, and so God's just saying, so dumb, I'm not going to give you anything. No, this is what keeps us from receiving. It doesn't prevent the Lord from giving. It prevents us from receiving.
Georgia,
the Greek word that's translated there out of that double-minded, all it means two-spirited.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Two-spirited. To vacillate. The Greek word that's translated double-minded can, at its root, mean two-spirited. That is very interesting. You have the Spirit of God, then I wonder what that other spirit might be.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's not God, it's not going to help us.
Right.
Good comes from God. This is deep theology. I hope you can really catch up to this. If it's good, it comes from God. If it's bad, it comes from the devil. Now, some people have a hard time with that. And they, you know, there are whole schools of theology that they just cramped up right then, just the thought of it. If it's good, it comes from God. If it's bad, it comes from the devil. I like to say it that way.
Yeah, really, that's pretty dramatic.
No, I make a point.
We should give you an award for that one.
Okay, I'll
Well, we have to be that way, because I remember when I wasn't. I remember the day when, and this was preached to me. People would teach me this, that you don't know whether or not it's God's will for you to be well. You don't know if it's, maybe he's trying to teach you something. Maybe he's trying to tell you something. Maybe it's good for you to be in that hospital because you'll have opportunity to minister to people. Well, you might have opportunity to minister to people. Wouldn't it be better just to go to the hospital and minister to somebody and not have to be at the hospital to do that? See, I'm getting dramatic myself
here
too. We must, listen to this, we must become so absolutely single-minded that it is God's will for us to be healed, that there is no question, there is no doubt, there is no wonderment, and there is no staggering. We have to become fully persuaded. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 4.
Ooh.
We have to become fully persuaded that it is the will of God for us to be healed. Fully persuaded that it is God's will for you to be healed, for you to be well. That's the heart of the Father.
Who, me?
Who, me? I hear a message coming. I hear a message coming.
Who, me? It's you.
Romans chapter 4 and verse 21. Let's see here. It says, well, let's look at verse 20. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He did not stagger at the promise of God. And that's the same way we have to be.
And that's what brings glory to God. Not sickness, disease, trouble, fear, but being strong.
That's right.
Being persuaded what God has done.
That's right. So he staggered not, and we don't stagger. We don't hesitate. We don't vacillate. We're not two-spirited about it. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And then it says in verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Anything interesting in the Amplified about that?
Yes, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he has promised, or to do what he said he would do.
That's right.
He's not only able, he is mighty to do it. He's honorable to
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right. And Abraham was single-minded, fully persuaded. He was established, rooted, grounded, in the promises of God. And that's the same thing we need to do with the healing promise of God, the healing fact of God, that we become so established in that and so fully persuaded, or the New Living Translation says, fully convinced. I'm fully convinced. I am fully convinced that it is God's will for me to live in divine health.
That is something that doesn't come overnight. And we say we're fully convinced, but but the devil will try to arrange something to give you or to give you an opportunity to question and doubt, mm-hmm. and to remain fully persuaded and to remain fully convinced, you have to do the things we're talking about these 2 weeks, and that's going back to the Word over and over and over mm-hmm. until you are mm-hmm. full up yep. with persuasion, yep. full up with conviction.
Fully persuaded, Terry, I was looking at this a couple of days ago, and I found this in the Greek. It means...
I didn't know you could read Greek.
Yes, I've been around Rick Renner a lot. Fully persuaded in the Greek, one of the statements given about it was wearing the work of God to the fullest extent.
Wearing it.
Wearing it.
Wearing the work of... That's interesting. Putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
The fullest extent.
Putting on the work of God, or wearing it as a cloak or clothing, wearing the work of God to the fullest extent. And that's who Abraham was, and that's what Abraham did. He was so fully persuaded on the promise of God that he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So what we're saying here is that we must become fully persuaded that it is the will of God for us to be healed. That's the beginning point at this. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. And as we're turning there, Terry, again, I'm providing in the notes resources that are available here through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but just a couple of these.
Resources, you mean other things
books,
that we have.
CDs, things that you can become immersed.
Right, to help you with that.
Yep. And there's a book here called God's Will for Your Healing. This was the book, one of the books that I started out with. In Gloria's original book on God's Will for You, and then the book God's Will for Healing, I started reading that and my eyes were being enlightened to that. Also, Brother Copeland has a healing series called Healing, It Is Always God's Will. And that's the one you and I have been listening to. Mm-hmm. Healing, It Is Always God's Will. And so it's good to feed on these resources and just get this down on the inside. And the importance of knowing God's will, that is extremely important. Look at 1 John chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15. Terry, why don't you read from the Amplified translation of those two, if you will.
This is the confidence, the assurance, I like this, the privilege of boldness.
Oh, that's good.
Which we have in Him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will, in agreement with His plan, He listens to and hears us. And if we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know and are settled with absolute knowledge that we have granted to us as our present possession the requests that are made, that we have made of Him.
That is so good.
So when we ask, it's this simple. We ask in line with His will.
Right.
He hears it.
Right.
And we can know because of the nature and the character of God that if He hears us, He answers it.
That's right.
His answer is not, no, you need to suffer with that a little longer. That's not His answer. His answer is absolutely yes.
We must eliminate any uncertainty concerning God's will for us to be healed. Terry, over the years, you and I have both read from this book, Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth. We have this available as well. And I would highly recommend, this is foundational. This is foundational. There were things, I remember first reading this book, and there were a couple of things which I'll read to you in just a moment, but there are a couple of things in this book that when I first read it, I said, well, that's what Kenneth said. And not realizing that F.F. Bosworth, this was written back in the, what, probably the 1920s or the beginning
no,
of the...
No, it's a little later than that.
A little later than that. But you can see it here that I've heard Brother Hagin preach these things. Well, you know, Brother Hagin got it from F.F. Bosworth, and F.F. Bosworth got it from somebody else, and then eventually back to the Word of God. But listen to this. We must eliminate any uncertainty concerning God's will for us to be healed. He says, we must no longer use the faith-destroying phase, if it be thy will, where healing is concerned. Now, there are other places where we use that phrase, Lord, if it's your will for me to go here or to do that. But where healing is concerned, that is a settled fact. That is a work accomplished at the cross and in the pit of hell by Jesus. Faith for healing stops at the question mark. Powerful statement. Faith for healing begins where the will of God is known. So some of the most foundational faith statements were made here, that faith for healing begins where the will of God is known. Let me read just a little bit of this. This is from F.F. Bosworth's book on Christ the Healer, and I'll read just a little bit of it. Before anyone can have a steadfast faith for the healing of their body, they must be rid of all uncertainty concerning God's will in the matter. Appropriating faith cannot go beyond one's knowledge of the revealed will of God. Before attempting to exercise faith for healing, one must know what the Scriptures plainly teach, that it is just as much God's will to heal the body as it is to heal the soul. It is only by knowing that God promises what you are seeking, that uncertainty can be removed, and that a steadfast faith can be made possible. His promises are each a revelation of what God is eager for us to do.
To do for us.
Until we know what God's will is, there is nothing to base our faith on. And so there is other things that he's saying here, but and these are available in the notes, but for the sake of time, just knowing that faith begins, our faith for healing begins with the will of God.
That's why we're taking so much time yesterday, today, and through the rest of this 2 weeks, we'll be constantly referring to the will of God.
Yep.
The will of
yep.
God.
Absolutely.
Because what good is it to try to ask God for something that's not His will?
Mm-hmm.
It's futile. And you shouldn't try to coerce Him. You don't have to when you already know what He wants.
I was liberated, Terry, when I found out that it was the will of God for me to be healed. As much as I was liberated when I found out that God does not want His people poor.
You know what else I like about the Lord? Is that He doesn't hide Himself. He has not kept Himself hidden so that you can't find out what His will is, or that you can't find out what His nature is, or that you can't find out what He's like. Just what kind of, we could put it this way, what kind of person is He? What kind of person is God?
Mm-hmm.
He has gone to extreme lengths to reveal His character, His manner, His way of thinking, His way of moving, operating. He is not holding back. He's made it very plain. And there is one central place we can look and we can see it more clear than anywhere else.
And that is?
Jesus.
Ah, that's right.
Jesus. Oh, I got it right.
That's right. You did get it right.
Okay.
Jesus is God's will on the earth, and we need to look to Him. When we're talking about the will of God, we look to Jesus.
Yeah, what did He have to say, and what did He do? What did He act like?
That's right.
I don't recall anywhere Him saying, no, I'm not going to heal you.
I've listed out some scriptures here. Let's go through these quickly, Terry, in the remaining few moments.
Okay.
In John 1:14, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So God's Word is His will, and His will was Jesus. Jesus was made flesh, so the will of God was born into the earth and dwelt.
So we could see it.
Among us. So we could see the will of God. Well, let's look at the will of God. John 5:19. The Son can do nothing of Himself but what He sees the Father do. For what things soever He does, these also does the Son likewise. So whatever Jesus did, He saw the Father do. In John 6:38, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. So
yeah, Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. There's no example of him making anybody sick.
That's right. Read the next one.
Matthew 12, 14 and 15. The Pharisees went out and held a council against him and how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. You know, there were probably even some of those stubborn Pharisees that went out there, and they kept seeing, being in the presence of Jesus, and they were, they were healed. Acts 10:34 and 38. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil." There it is again.
That's right. Devil.
Devil. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, and God is against the devil.
So there's the connection of when it says God was with him, he's healing all oppressed of the devil. So the will of God is being manifested in the healing of the people. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things. This is John the elder, John the respected, John the apostle saying, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers."
Hallelujah. Oh, but this is my favorite one, George. Hebrews 1:3 in the Amplified says, "He is the sole expression of the glory of God. He is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature." Mm-hmm. You know, people, you think, well, you know what that guy's like. Man, that's the most giving guy. Or, boy, that's the most stubborn person. Or, that's the most generous person. That's the kindest person. Jesus was the image of God's nature. Yeah. And what did Jesus do? He went about doing good and healing all
who are sick. Everybody who
was
sick. Every one of them.
Oppressed of the devil.
Terry?
Yes, sir.
It's time to pray.
It is time to pray.
It's time to pray the prayer of faith.
Stir your faith. You're about to receive.
Let's pray today where the will of God is concerned in your life, where the healing power is concerned. Let me pray over this one today. I'll let you do it tomorrow.
I'll agree with you.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring every person who is watching right now to the throne of God. And Father, I thank you that it is your will for them to be healed. It's your will for them to be whole. And Father, I thank you right now for the healing power of God that is moving upon everyone that is watching. Lord, it's your will. Jesus healed them all. And I thank you, Lord, that Jesus is still alive. Jesus is well. And Jesus is on the inside of us. Thank you, Father. It is your will to heal your people in Jesus' name.
Wow.
Amen.
Receive in Jesus' name.
Receive in Jesus' name. Terry and I will be right back with what?
Oh, real quick, before you do that, George, I just want to remind everybody about this brochure, because this will help you stand in faith.
That's right.
Now that we have prayed the prayer of faith, and you can write or call and ask for it or go online and download it.
Okay.
Okay, now you can say
that. Okay. Terry and I will be right back.
He sent his word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By his wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for his people to be healthy. According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so his will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
As pastors here at Eagle Mountain International Church, Terry and I often use the Healing and Wellness 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan to help others, to help them in laying hold of their healing. There have been a number of people that we've recommended this to, and they've gotten tremendous results. So, and you can order this. It'll make a great gift to give to someone to help them lay hold on the healing power of God. Praise God. And speaking of prayer, and praying for people, we have our prayer department right here that is ready to pray for folks and to believe God for folks.
Here at our Fort Worth office, we have 24-hour prayer. There's someone available to pray with you 24 hours a day. And why is that? Because God's available 24 hours a day. And so the Lord's made a way for us to do that. We have people who have their Bible in, not only in their hands, but in their heart and in their mouth, and they're ready to pray the prayer of faith with you or anyone else that you know. Now, you have to check with our other offices to see about their hours of operation. So if you're calling out to one of the offices outside the U.S., be sure and go online and check their office hours.
Now, speaking about prayer, every month we've been having our Spirit-led prayer, Spirit-led prayer meetings, prayer line. What is it? Terry, my wife has been doing prayer meetings online. I just get so excited about it.
Yeah, you got out of that one. Spirit-led prayer live, that's where we'll talk. So that's where we get together and we go to the Word of God to see what it has to say about prayer, how to pray, and then in faith we join with believers all over the world and we pray as the Lord leads us to pray. So December the 8th
will
be our next one, 7:15 p.m. That's Central Standard Time.
I'm trying to jump back in
here. That's right, and that's how you can join us live. Yeah, but then you can also go on to terrycopelandpearsons.com and watch it if you miss it live.
Now join us tomorrow for day 3. We talked about God's will, but tomorrow we're talking about yes, but will He?
Praise the Lord. Remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free brochure, You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free brochure in hard copy or electronic download. For hard copy, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Take the first step toward a life of divine health. Request You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland today. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California, with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
There are people being healed right now.
Praise God.
I know, I heard that in my heart. There are people being healed right now. Maybe they've been listening
the
last couple of days, so would you praise to God?
Thank you, Lord.